This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
It's spring break season. That means a lot of families are spending more time together than usual, and teens have a lot of extra time on their hands to overuse technology, maybe. But parents should remember those living in glass houses shouldn't throw smartphones. Microsoft researcher and author Dana Boyd has been thinking a lot about this. I caught up with her at her hotel while we were at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. Dana Boyd is the author of It's Complicated, The Social Lives of Networked Teens. Dana, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I know that there's a story in your book that has to do with a football game.
I begin the book sitting in Nashville, where I was attending a high school football game. And what I saw at that football game is, in many ways, not unlike what I had seen when I was a teenager, you know, many years before. You know, the big difference, of course, was technology. There were devices in everybody's hands. But one of the things you often hear is adults complain, like teenagers, they're not willing to socialize, they're so obsessed with their technology. But it was actually the adults who were all staring at their devices.
Why this difference?
Teenagers, this was their place where they could hang out with their friends on their terms. Adults, on the other hand, felt as though they had to be there because their kids were in the game. So, for example, the entire situation switches at home at night when parents really want family time, and teenagers are like, no, I want to hang out with my friends.
Does that mean, basically, that technology is kind of a blank slate?
For teens, they use it in all of the ways that teens have always used spaces where they can gather with their peers. And they mirror and magnify the good, bad, and ugly. You know, we see young people who are hurting, and they're making that just as visible as young people who are doing really well. And we blame the technology for making all of this visible, rather than saying, wow, I have a window into people's lives. Can I step back? Can I appreciate? Can I figure out how to intervene in a productive manner?
What did you learn while writing the book that actually surprised you?
You know, the thing that I saw change the most in the decade of work had to do with privacy, which is that when I started out this project, adults weren't paying attention to the internet. What I saw is that teens used to post things that were pretty interpretable.
Plain English.
Straight sentences, really obvious, like, here's where I'm at, here's what I'm doing. Whereas what I saw over the decade is they started to encode things. Song lyrics, ways of overusing pronouns so that everybody knew what was going on unless you were a stranger. Right? Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe what she said. I know, can you believe Friday night? I know. It's like, I don't know. what is that about? And it's mostly because of parents. But the thing is it ends up allowing you to also keep snooping little brothers out of the way, to keep people in your school that you don't particularly like, you know, all of those issues at play.
Dana Boyd is the author of It's Complicated, The Social Lives of Networked Teens. She's also the principal researcher at Microsoft Research. Dana, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.